fellow ATS listeners, and welcome to Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived on AboveTopSecret.com. I'm your host, Maria Stardust. This show will be my platform to rant or discuss any number of things ranging from social issues to politics and everything else in between. On today's show, I will be ranting about a hot topic issue, illegal immigration. Yes, this thing has been picked apart. All sides argued up and down, left and right, on our board here at ATS, politics at ATS, and especially on the social issues forum. It's taken a lot of heat over there. And I must say, I followed some of the threads very closely there, and I've participated in some. And I am really disheartened by the tone on many of the threads dealing with the issue of illegal immigration. Now, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. I've never had a problem with that. Gosh, where do I start? There's a group out there who would love to build a giant wall or fence and top it with barbed wire and manned machine guns. Well, okay, as absurd as that might be, that is one solution. Is it feasible? I don't know. I really don't think it is. Then there's another group whose idea is to beef up the Border Patrol with National Guard troops. Well, okay, there's another idea. And I know that Congress has already okayed the whole fence wall thing, and I know that there are already troops on our borders. So, well, you know, there you go. And then there is the Minuteman Militia. And this group, for those of you unfamiliar with the Minuteman Militia, this is a group of armed civilian vigilantes. That's right, armed vigilantes, who have taken it upon themselves to patrol the border areas and day labor sites. Now, this worries me. Boy, this worries the hell out of me. Anytime you have armed civilians with a grudge, you have a recipe for disaster. That is just a ticking time bomb ready to explode. Now, I consider this to be a grudge rather than a concern, because these people feel the need to arm themselves with weapons. I really believe that anytime a person or a group decides to take the law into their own hands, that society suffers as a result. I mean, you know, you pick and you choose your battles, and I understand that that a lot of people feel that immigration is one of those battles. I for one do not agree with that, but I think there's bigger battles to be had. As for the threads, now I've come across several threads that have turned rather ugly when it comes to this particular issue. And one member, who shall remain nameless, has more or less stated that he has a gun, and woe be to any illegal alien that crosses his path. Now, I was actually shocked to see the number of other ATS members who rallied around him. And I asked him how he intended to differentiate between an illegal immigrant and an American citizen of Hispanic descent. And I was the one accused of playing the race card. Now, considering his call to arms, I thought this was a very legitimate question. Now, I am not going to go into the fact that some of our fellow ATSers out here have no problem throwing around taco jokes and mimicking heavy accents. And, you know, if that's what it takes to get your jollies, you know, so be it. I don't mind if a person has an opinion that differs from my own. You know, hell, I even welcome civilized debate, civil being the key word here. Now, I fully realize that mockery and sarcasm are an integral part of the ATS culture, and that's fine and dandy. I do mind, however, when a person crosses that fine line between sarcasm and downright hatred, and it saddens me to say I've been seeing a lot of hatred recently. Well, that's it for this segment. My name is Maria Stardust, and you have been listening to Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived. Thank you and good night.